supply chain issues impact trucking equipment and repairs, let's go to the bench.
Legal news and business interviews from Collins & Lacey, a leading South Carolina defense firm for construction, retail and hospitality, transportation, workers' compensation, and more. Views expressed by guests are their own. Now, recorded live at the 2021 South Carolina Trucking Association's annual conference, this is The Legal Bench.
This is Collins & Lacey attorney Rob Peel. We enjoyed meeting trucking professionals at the 2021 South Carolina Trucking Association annual meeting in Myrtle Beach. We conducted a series of interviews. The following focused on supply chain challenges that are taking a significant toll on the availability of trucking equipment and repairs. You will hear from three experts, Kate Ryan of Carolina International, Carrie Hogue of Sheely Trucking, and Chris Davis of Worldwide Equipment. We asked about the lack of trucks, the backlog of freight, which needs to be shipped, and the challenge of finding drivers. Carrie Hogue was asked first about the lack of trucks.
Well, the lack of trucks is pretty substantial, at least from what I can speak of. We're in a situation now where the majority of the trucks we have on order are already spoken for. Deposits down, ready to go. Customers would like trucks right now, and we have no inventory right now we have very little inventory right now. We could be selling a lot more trucks if we had the inventory with the demand.
We asked, how many trucks are we talking about?
Number of trucks is pretty big. I think we're probably just individual order type, 30 to 40 trucks if I had them on the ground right now could go easy. Probably more if you put in fleet deals. And time-wise, we're looking at this situation, from my perspective, not even and out until probably this time next year.
Yeah, probably even further out.
Yeah, that's probably optimistic.
12 to 16 months.
Chris Davis shared his view.
We're currently out until April of next year, and it changes every day, and it will continue to change. So I'm just like Carrie. We had enough. If we had inventory on the ground, we can sell it today.
We wanted to know the status of used trucks, and Carrie had this to say.
Same thing. I think people would take used trucks right now if they could get them. They'll take whatever they can get. They've got loads to run, so whatever can move that load, they're going to take. Right now, used truck values tend to be going up, which I think could create a big balloon, in my opinion, at some point for when the market rights itself. Just not quite sure when that's going to be. Availability-wise, still used trucks, we're not finding a whole lot available.
We are neither. It's been very tough. I think as we start to get the supply chain from the new truck side coming in, you'll start to get some of those trades. But with the parts, shortage and availability issues on the production side, you're not going to get those used trucks any sooner if they can't produce the new ones.
And some people are keeping their trades because they want to hold on to them until they can get more trucks. So they're holding them longer, which is not necessarily the best situation for future trades for customers either, getting themselves out of warranty and such.
We were curious why used trucks were not available.
They have to run them. They can't stop them. The loads every customer I've talked to is overextended and turning things down. And so I think they need the trucks. I mean, if they could have the drivers, I think it would be even more so. I think that's, from what I'm hearing, their biggest hindrance is getting the drivers to run the loads.
And you don't have new trucks right now because the production is, getting extended out 2-3 months, at a time. And so they've got to keep the used trucks to keep their business going.
So we asked, what does that mean to the rental business? Kate, Chris, and Carrie had this to say.
Rental's on fire. My problem is I can't get trucks to, our rental utilization is, like Carrie said earlier, 95 to 100%. And we just can't keep up with the demand because, again, the new production side, we can't get enough trucks to fill the demand that's out there.
Same with us. Our rental utilization is 100%. Which never happens. We always have trucks on the yard, but we don't now, currently. And it's just demand for the trucks right now. We can't get new trucks, and it's just taking, the guys have to do what they have to do to get their loads delivered. So they renting trucks, they trying to hold on to their used trucks even longer. We just faced with just something we never seen before.
I don't think there's a clear timeline. I think a lot of people like to say next year, but I think that's optimistic. And I don't think anybody truly knows when it's going to right itself. I think we're starting to get inventory available for next year. We can order for next year, all quarters of next year, but it's still, that's, you're still looking at, you know, 6 months to a year away before this is coming. And our manufacturers feel like they will be able to right the ship after next year, and that we should, starting next year, be able to have proper inventory when we need it. We'll see. We've been able to put orders then, so we'll see if we get the trucks when they're supposed to be here. So we're cautiously optimistic.
I hate to say it, but I think this resurgence of COVID, too, is going to, you know, have an impact on the industry once again in the supply chain. So it's kind of all up in the air again, you know, not knowing. They say it could get, you know, rectified and the supply chain will, you know, catch up mid next year, but goodness, we have another lockdown and COVID gets rampant again. Who knows what's going to happen?
It can very well go into the first or second quarter of 2023. That could very well happen at the rate we're going now. With the microchip shortage, it takes about 38 microchips to build a truck, at least average, sometime more, sometime less. And with the supply, the suppliers don't have it now, along with the labor shortages, and that's very well. We got a lot of trucks that just parked at the plants that can't move until they get these parts. So it very well could go into 2023.
Are these large backlogs directly tied to COVID, we asked?
I think it was largely created by COVID.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, not this far out. You might be a week or two out, you know, every once in a while with something crazy, but normally the supply chain was pretty solid. You might have a part here and there for a period of time, but I 100% agree. I think COVID definitely produced this total backlog that we're having a hard time of digging out of. Our industry and all industries, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're trying to order right now. Most things are far out.
We asked about repair work. Has it slowed down due to parts shortage? Carrie and Kate answer.
No. It hasn't slowed down. That maybe the time frame to get them through could potentially slow down. And the amount of repair orders you have, your throughput time has increased because you can't get the parts in some avenues. But the actual workload, I think, is increased because people are having to run trucks longer than they would when they would have traded them in. So it's kind of a perfect storm there. You're getting older trucks that they would have traded in, and yet the older the truck, the harder to get the parts sometimes. So
great service work, but
yeah,
you can't
exactly
get the throughput.
Exactly.
I mean, I think our demand has been pretty steady. It's just, again, it's those supply chain issues that, you know, we can't fulfill the orders. You know, if I had, like Carrie said, if I had, you know, 50, 75 trucks on the ground today, we could probably get through those in a relatively short amount of time. So I don't think that it's necessarily a demand thing. It's just, it's again, it all goes back to the shortages.
Well, in COVID, I think pushed our industry. Actually, when things slowed down, we sped up. Because there were more home deliveries, there's more transport needed of goods, and it sped everything up. So I think keeping up with that was a little hard. Whether this backlog of what's happening now is going to affect us or not, I don't think we know yet, and I don't think we're going to know that for a couple months. I agree. Yeah.
We found the conversation interesting and wanted to know if the group had any other points they'd like to make.
I think we're still going to see some of the plants the remainder of the summer go out or something. I mean, they would probably lay, you know, just close for a week or so here and there because of this, you know, just trying to get parts to get the product in. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that yet to come.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to see more of customers thinking farther ahead. We have a few customers that think that far ahead, but really when we started looking at it, can you plan a year ahead? That's a big proposition for a lot of customers. Tell me what you need this time next year. And part of me wonders if that's going to change the industry going forward, that people are going to have to plan that much farther ahead to know what they're going to need and if that trend's going to stay. I don't really know, but I feel like it is at least going to force people to have to do some more business planning to be prepared. I'm finding customers aren't as surprised when I say, I need you to really be thinking about what you need next year. And mainly because, I mean, if you go order anything, you go order a dishwasher right now, I mean, odds are it's not in stock, right? So it's not everything. I mean, it's everything. So I'm finding that a lot of customers aren't as surprised, but they're having to kind of redesign how they plan for their truck purchases, where they used to be able to just go and, hey, I want a truck today, and they could leave with one. I don't know if that's going to stay permanently. I think we'll have some available, but I do think it's going to force a lot of customers to kind of pre-plan, which would be great, in my opinion, for all of our industries to know what our customers' needs are that far in advance.
The bigger fleets obviously do a much better job at planning and knowing what their needs are. It's the smaller, the 1 to 5 buyer, where they're like, I need a truck today, or I need a truck yesterday, and so they come in. And I think Carrie's right that they're going to have to get a little bit more sophisticated in their planning process, because we're just not in an environment where you can walk in and buy something off the lot right now. And I don't see that changing in the foreseeable future. I mean, maybe 2023, who knows? I don't have a crystal ball.
I agree.
And what advice, we asked, would the group have for the smaller owner-operator or small family trucking companies to better plan for the future?
I think they need to start looking definitely at their normal buy cycles and start looking a little earlier. You know, try to figure out what they're going to get. The hard part is if they get a new contract, when you're talking a 1 to 5 or really even major fleets, right? It doesn't, at that point, if they land a contract, their whole needs change. So that's kind of hard to plan, but to really try to forecast as best as possible what you're going to need and to communicate that with your providers of, this is what I'm thinking I'm going to need, because that helps us be able to then prepare our stock, our inventory, and our orders to be able to fulfill their needs.
They're just going to have to. I mean, with the order boards, I think from all the manufacturers being out, you know, 12, 14, 16 months, they're going to have no choice but to start planning ahead and thinking about it more on a regular basis.
We thank Kate, Carrie, and Chris for their discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for the latest legal news and information of interest to South Carolina businesses, join us right here for the next episode of The Legal Bench.
You've been listening to The Legal Bench from the South Carolina defense firm, Collins & Lacey. Learn more at collinsandlacey.com.